This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Andy the Marriage Counselor. And I really like this episode. Again, it's early on. Andy's still talking a little bit country, but he's solving problems. And this episode aired on February the 10th, 1961, was written by David Adler and directed by Gene Reynolds. This episode opens up with Barney looking at a book called The Art of Judo. And, you know, if you're a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, you know Barney likes to look at things that make him a better lawman, as he would say. But again, he's talking about judo, and he asks Andy to basically try to attack him in slow motion, and he tells Andy to hold an instrument and try to come at him and pretend it's a knife. Well, he tries it a couple times, and you know, when he starts to do it, Barney stops and says, "Wait a minute," and he puts the book down. He tells Andy, "Hold on," looks in the book and says, "Okay, all right, now come at me again," and Andy comes at him in slow motion, and Andy overpowers him, and Barney says, "You did something wrong." So he goes back and asks Andy to do it again. They look at it again, and Andy starts the attack again, and basically he overpowers Barney again, and Barney says, "You did something wrong," says, "You were holding it in the wrong hand." So again, these kind of scenes in the Andy Griffith Show are just, I think, are priceless, because, you know, in a sense, they don't have anything to do with what the main story is of the episode, but they're just cute little moments that people remember forever, and it shows the relationship between Andy and Barney, and the wackiness of Barney, and the way Andy likes to have this playful nature with Barney. What the episode's really about is Fred and Jenny Boone. If you don't remember those names, they were a couple in Mayberry who, when they talked with each other, they yelled and screamed all the time. And the episode leads you to believe that they'd been complained about several times. Now, they get along with everybody else in Mayberry. It's just between husband and wife that they argue with each other. So the episode gives you, again, the impression that Andy's gone out and tried to talk with him a couple times. So finally, Andy gives him an ultimatum. He says, "You either come to counseling sessions where I'm going to teach you and train you how to talk to each other, or I'm going to put you in jail." And these couple of training sessions are really funny. And they were necessary, because when Andy went to visit Fred and Jenny, they were throwing things at each other. They were breaking plates. It was the house and a room in the house that we see on the episode is really just a mess. So again, another one of my favorite parts of this episode is Andy's trying to get Fred to say, call Jenny dear, and he's trying to get Jenny to call him honey. I might have that backwards, but again, it's basically the same thing. And when they first start talking to each other in those ways, they say it so mean. And then there's one part where Fred says something like, "Morning, honey," says it real mean like that, and Barney pulls his gun out of his hand and says, "Andy, you think I ought to hold this to a head, maybe he'll say it better that way." And that's just hilarious. Barney joking about putting a gun to Fred's head to make him talk nice to his wife. Again, the writers were just absolutely brilliant. So again, those are just one part of the training sessions that Andy does. In sort of a similar manner, Andy's at home, and he's in the kitchen talking to Aunt Bea, and he hears Opie and his friend Billy fighting. And Aunt Bea's telling him, gives him the hint that maybe you ought to solve their problem the way you did Fred and Jenny. So Andy goes out and he decides to tell the boys that, you know, if you two will play nice together, I'll give you a nickel every time, you know, and a nickel might have been a lot more back in 1961, but the boys say, "A whole nickel," and so they start playing nice immediately. And so again, comes back into the kitchen, and Aunt Bea had basically was calling Andy brilliant for the way he had resolved Fred and Jenny. And so when he comes back to the kitchen, he says, "What was that word you used to get Aunt Bea?" And he started with the B, and she says, "Brilliant." He goes, "Oh, Aunt Bea." And so he was basically just setting Aunt Bea up to give himself another compliment. So again, Andy continues his training sessions, and Fred and Jenny get a little better, but I would never say they were talking that nice to each other. The Boones just really couldn't get along with each other no matter what happened. But what interestingly happens in this episode, once they started talking nice to each other as husband and wife, they started snipping at everybody else. And you get a little bit of a taste of that in one of the training sessions when they're leaving, when Fred says something sort of under his breath to Andy as he's going out the courthouse door. But basically what happens, you have a scene where you have Fred who's playing cards with two of his buddies, and his buddy buddies, Cliff and Gil. And so what happens is, to make a long story short, they he's talking real mean to him, and they say something to him about it, irks Fred. And the next scene you see, both Cliff and Gil separately, but end up in there at the same time, go to Andy's house to complain about Fred's temper. So again, what has happened here is because Fred and Jenny were talking nice to each other, they were taking it out on everybody else. And so in another nice little scene in the house, Aunt Bea talks to Andy. And really, in this episode, if you look at it, Aunt Bea's really the one that's really giving Andy the impetus to do these things. Aunt Bea tells Andy, you know, maybe they're yelling and screaming at each other's how they show their love for each other. It might be strange, but, you know, maybe that's how it works. So Andy seems to think, you know what, Aunt Bea, I think you're right. So, as they're talking about this, Opie comes in the room. He looks depressed, and Andy asks him what's wrong, and he basically says he and Billy aren't playing anymore because it's no fun to play nice. Nice is boring. So Andy just tells him to go ahead and go back to playing the way he used to, and so he solves that. Then he heads off to Fred and Jeannie's to solve what's going on at their house. So he goes to their house, and it's funny. He walks in the front door, and they're sitting there trying to talk nice to each other. And basically, Andy starts an argument between them by helping call each other names. And I love this scene because they're trying to talk nice, and Andy's sort of egging them on, exactly opposite of what he's trained them to do. And a couple of my favorite names that comes out, Andy uses the word sniveling and the black-hearted buzzard. I just think those are absolutely hilarious. And those are just a couple of names that are called out. And you also you hear the term battle axe in this scene. So again, it's just a funny scene. And basically, Andy walks out the door, and they're yelling and screaming at each other again. And when they say goodbye to Andy in this scene, they're very nice to him, back to the way that it used to be. So again, Andy has really unsolved, and in the same breath, solved the problem that he had in the beginning. So again, a funny little episode. Now, this, again, you usually don't see this on television that much because they've cut so much out because of the commercials, but in this episode, at the end, you see Barney come in what he calls a judogi outfit, and again, it's basically the robe he's doing his judo in. So again, it's a funny little scene there where he's dressed up and doing his karate chops. Again, it's a really good episode. Let me tell you a little bit of a background on this episode, or at least about some of the characters in this episode. The person playing Fred should look very familiar to you. That's Jesse White. He had a long career in television. Now, one of my favorite old movies with Jimmy Stewart was Harvey. You remember the 6-foot-tall Invisible Rabbit? It was made in 1950. Jesse White played one of the mental health workers, and basically he was the person that did the hard stuff, carrying the patients to the room, and was really a rough man, a tough man in that movie. Then another one of my favorite old-time movies, my wife loves this movie too, The Bad Seed. He plays in that movie. You'll also see Jesse White in Don Knotts' The Reluctant Astronaut, which came out in 1967. Also, Jesse White portrayed a showbiz agent, Jesse Leeds, on the Danny Thomas Show. But what I remember him most for, and it was because of when I grew up, was he was the Lonely Maytag repairman in the 1960s and 70s. If those of you that don't know about that, it's a commercial that Maytag used to do. It was a brilliant commercial saying the loneliest man basically is the Maytag repairman because Maytag never has any repairs. And so, again, every time I see him, that's certainly what I think about. Also in this episode, you see Norman Leavitt appear as Gil. You would see Norman later appear, and he would assume the role of Wally, the filling station owner in Mayberry. So again, another little interesting tidbit. Another thing that we've talked about this a couple times, if you watch this episode and look at the scene where both Cliff and Gil go to Andy's house to complain about Fred's temper, if you look in the background on the wall, you will see a picture of a young lady on the wall. Well, that again is the publicity photo of a younger Frances Bavier, who's of course playing Aunt Bea in the Andy Griffith Show. So I think it's sort of neat that they've got her her photograph hanging in this episode, and they did that in a couple other episodes. Well, it's time for the trivia question now. Remember, I told you earlier that Andy pretended to attack Barney with an instrument in his hand. Here's the trivia question: what did Andy pretend to attack Barney with when Barney was practicing his judo? Again, what was the instrument in Andy's hand that he pretended to attack Barney with? Now, Barney said pretend it's a knife, but it wasn't actually a knife. So what was that instrument in Andy's hand that he pretended to attack Barney with? If you want to take a shot at this, be sure to email me at burkek@etsu.edu. If you just want to try to guess in your own head and go look up the answer, it's posted on burkonmayberry.com. Again, that's burkonmayberry.com. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to send them to that email address. Again, burkek@etsu.edu. Again, thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours.